Welcome to this podcast about Gualala and the Gualala River in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Gualala River flows into the Pacific Ocean at the community of Gualala, approximately 92 miles northwest of San Francisco and 40 miles south-southeast of Mendocino, California. The river represents the combined flow of three tributaries originating from elevations near 1,800 feet in the Coast Range, and that drain a watershed of 190,719 acres. Captain Ernest Rufus of John Sutter's militia is credited with naming the river in 1841, supposedly deriving it from the Kashia Pomo village name Gualali, meaning where the water goes down. The Spanish spelling Gualala appeared on early charts and became the most common form. The San Andreas Fault Rift Zone forms a linear valley through which the Gualala River partially flows. The rocks of the northern coast ranges are sandstones that formed during the late Cretaceous to late Eocene periods, approximately 100 million to 38 million years ago. The northern coast ranges consist of two main parallel belts, the outer northern coast ranges along the coast and the inner northern coast ranges to the east. These are separated by a long system of valleys representing the rift zone. A series of short rivers, including the Matole, Gualala, and Navarro, drain the western slopes of the ranges. Russian fur traders established Fort Ross, approximately 24 miles southeast of Gualala, as an agricultural outpost for Russian America from 1812 to 1841. In 1844, the Spanish governor of Alta California, Manuel Michel Torena, granted General Rafael Garcia permission to claim land in return for his military service. Garcia was entitled to 11 leagues of land, with two located in Marin and the remaining nine stretching 20 miles along the coast between the Gualala River to the south and Malo Pass Creek to the north. However, the transition of power to Governor Pio Pico in 1845 and the outbreak of the Mexican-American War in 1846 stalled Garcia's application for the land title, and the grant was never finalized. In 1859, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Garcia's claim invalid, transferring 40,000 acres to the public domain. Among the first American settlers to build on this land were Cyrus D. Robinson and his family. In 1861, Robinson filed a claim under the Land Act of 1820 for much of what is now Gualala. By 1862, he sold part of the land for a lumber mill, and the town of Gualala quickly developed to support company operations, featuring a hotel, saloon, and ferry. By the late 1800s, Gualala had become a major commercial hub for the area. Today, it supports the planned community of Sea Ranch. The Gualala River watershed has undergone three eras of active land use. From 1868 to 1911, old-growth redwood logging occurred throughout the lower alluvial basin areas. This was followed by tractor logging of the remaining old-growth conifer stands in the central reaches of the watershed from 1952 to 1968. Since 1990, cable logging of second-growth coniferous stands has been ongoing. Extensive logging and road building have led to erosion and mass wasting, resulting in increased sediment loads that severely impact aquatic habitats. The area experiences significant natural erosion due to ongoing movement along the San Andreas Rift Zone. Logging has removed large streamside trees, which once provided shade and contributed large woody debris to the ecosystem. This debris helped create natural pools, but its removal has led to higher water temperatures that adversely affect salmon spawning habitats. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.